Master Mason. Master Mason was the best builder in town. Temples, houses, monuments. He received nothing but praise for whatever he built. He was rather particular about the houses he built. Each brick, each tile had to be perfect. A wall had to be exactly the right height, neither too tall nor too short. A window had to be exactly the right size, neither too big nor too small. A door had to be exactly the right width, neither too wide nor too narrow. A house had to face exactly the right direction, neither too much to the left nor too much to the right. The great Master Mason used to be an apprentice. All his house building skills and techniques were passed down to him from the master of his master's master, and so on.
Building a house is not something you learn in 1 or 2 days,
Master Mason often told his own young apprentice.
You must learn to build a wall before you build a house. To build a wall, you must learn to lay a brick. To lay a brick, you must learn to carry the bricks, sand, and water. Everything must be done step by step, down to the last detail.
The young apprentice worked hard every day, carrying bricks, sand, and water. Like a silent brick in a wall, he never complained. He remembered Master Mason's words.
A perfectly constructed house is surrounded by a perfectly even wall. A perfectly even wall is stacked with perfectly level bricks. Every perfectly rectangular brick has been perfectly heated in the kiln.
One day, Master Mason fell sick and decided to return to his faraway hometown to recover. A month passed, but the master did not return. 2 months passed, but still no word from the master. A year passed, but there was no news whatsoever from the master. One day, when the village leader heard that a group of bandits was approaching, he decided to build a wall to protect the village. But Master Mason was gone. What should he do? He called for Master Mason's young apprentice.
This is no easy matter, said the young apprentice. The wall mustn't be too high or too low, nor can it be too wide or too narrow. But I have only learned how to carry bricks, sand, and water.
To protect his homeland, the young apprentice could not but accept the village leader's request. He collected bricks, rocks, wood, straw, branches, and tiles. He directed the villagers, and together they built a funny-looking wall. When the bandits arrived, they saw a wall like none they had ever seen. They laughed and said,
Even a sneeze could knock these walls down.
Then the bandit leader gave the order to attack the village. But strangely, the city walls, though neither straight, nor level, nor square, nor evenly shaped, were nonetheless very strong. The bandits used all their strength and cunning, but were unable to enter the city. They had to retreat. After that, the young apprentice became the Master Mason.
He liked to try different ways of arranging bricks and use different materials to build walls. He built many special houses. When the village people saw them, they said,
"These walls are quite unique."
"Well, these doors are most interesting."
"Those windows are simply marvelous."